And now, Mission, Faith Formation and Leadership Renewal with Darren McDowell.
Have you ever suffered because you told the truth? Been rejected because you stood up for what is right? Alternatively, how have you reacted upon hearing the truth? Have you reacted defensively or angrily, rejecting or lashing out at the person who spoke truth into your life? That's the funny thing about the truth. Sometimes it calls us to be strong, courageous, and resilient. At others, though, it calls us to be humble, generous, and accepting of our errors or weaknesses, and open to change. In both the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 18, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, we find examples of the negative responses to the truth. The opponents of both Jeremiah and Jesus react angrily, rejecting and denying the truth which was before them. Even James and John, along with their mother, misunderstand the truth of Jesus' kingdom. James and John could only seek positions of power and authority from where they can perhaps lord it over others, especially perhaps those who don't agree with them. Jesus, in his response to the two brothers, invites us into a new way of responding to the truth. Firstly, by having a deep, personal, and loving relationship with God, who is the truth. Through this relationship, we too discover the truth of who God is, who we are in God's eyes, and what God is asking of us. Secondly, Jesus invites and shows us how to courageously, yet humbly, live God's truth in our lives, serving others with patience, gentleness, hope, and wisdom. Let our prayer be the response of the psalm in Psalm 30, who focuses only on God, calling upon Him for help, guidance, and salvation.